The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello again, everybody. Tim Matthews with you here on Golf Talk America. Thanks so much for being with us. And we start the week. It is Monday, the September the 19th. And it is the first of the week, first day of the week that we get ready for the Tour Championship, which will be taking place at Eastlake Golf Course in Atlanta coming up on Thursday. And all the top 30 guys going for that $10 million bonus. Although you have to admit that the guy at the back is going to have a much tougher time than the top five guys who all have the control in their hands. If they win this weekend, the top five in the FedEx Cup standings, then they win the whole ball of wax. If you're behind the top five, you have to have other things happen for you, including if you're number 29 or number 30, Charles Schwartzel, you not only have to win, you have to have Dustin Johnson, who's number one in the standings, finish 29th or worse. So he basically has to withdraw or completely blow up if Charles Schwartzel is going to win. So that's how tough the odds are at the other end of the spectrum. But mathematically, everybody's got a shot at it. So we'll talk about that. We also have a couple of guests with us today. Mike Zeisman, he's with GolfGenius.com. They're a golf tournament management company. So they set up tournaments for you, me, and everybody else. But they also have a new agreement with the USGA. And we'll talk to them about that and how they're setting up tournaments and helping the USGA with their events. And also Jim Nugent with Global Golf Post will be joining us. He's the founder and the publisher of Global Golf Post, online golf magazine. We'll be talking to him about a number of things, including In-Gee Chun, the 21-year-old South Korean who won the Evian Championship, the fifth major for the women. And 21-under is the best anybody has ever done in a major. Man or woman, 21-under is the mark. And so congratulations to her and a phenomenal tournament for In-Gee Chun for finishing at 21-under. She opened and got with a 63, and so it went from there to better and better and better until she kind of ran away with it. Won by four shots. Everybody behind her was playing well, too, but it was her tournament from the very beginning. So we'll talk to Jim Nugent about that as well. Frank Bassett joins us from Nashville Studios, as always. Frank, how's everything going? It must be a good day to be in Nashville because the Titans snapped a five-game losing streak, won a game yesterday in fine fashion, last-minute drive.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Marcus Mariota.
I started watching the game, watched 5 minutes of it, and said, oh, well, same old, same old. Let's just turn this off and go do something fun like get a root canal. And, oh, my gosh, Mariota, that pass in the end to win the game. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable game.
Nice game.
Titans,
nice
Titans game. May have a decent season. I hope they can do better than last year, which was pretty bad.
Right now they're looking pretty good. They're in the AFC South, and Houston has won their first two games, so they're on top. But Tennessee's 1-1. Indianapolis and Jacksonville have lost their first two games. They're 0-2. So right now, Tennessee's looking pretty good.
Yeah. All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. Uh-huh. I'm ready. Two. This is it. Atlanta. I can't wait. Oh. I cannot wait. I'm excited. This is going to be so much fun. I love the Tour Championship. I love the everything surrounding it. I mean, the next week, the Tour Championship. The next week, the Ryder Cup. We're at both events. And it's going to be fun. I'll be worn out after 2 weeks of solid, hard, nose-to-the-grindstone media work.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
There are a lot of great parties in Atlanta and Hazeltine. So there you go. And a lot of great stuff to do.
Yeah, Ryder Cup right around the corner. And who you be staying with at Ryder Cup? Do we know? Do you have arrangements made already?
Randall McDaniel. We're going to have a cookout on Randall McDaniel's patio.
Really?
Randall McDaniel,
NFL Hall of Famer. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Robert Trent Jones III is bringing the wine. I'm buying the steaks. And Randall and his wife are providing all the fixings and the baked potatoes and salad and all that. And we're going to cook out at Randall's house. He promised us that at the Masters, and we're gonna do it. So
very nice. That should be fun.
At least we're going to hold his feet to the fire on this. Now, Mama may change her mind. And if she does, Randall enjoys staying at home. And so he probably will cancel the event.
Yeah, he'll kick you guys out pretty quick.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun. I mean, gosh. But this week, let's go back to this week, the Tour Championship. I mean, and one other thing that's going to happen next Monday night at halftime, and you know this, everybody knows this, I'm not saying any breaking news here, that Davis Love III will make his final pick for the Ryder Cup, and Tiger Woods if he goes to Tiger Woods and says, Tiger, look, it would be the biggest event, sporting event in the world if you come back at the Ryder Cup. That would be probably, that's playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
With a shotgun.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's not going to happen. But it's not going to happen.
No.
But he will announce on Monday Night Football a week from tonight who the fourth pick is going to be. We'll see who it will be. Yes.
And Davis had the entire team at Hazeltine this week, and he also had four or five of the other prospects, Bubba included, out there playing with the team. So he's looking at everybody. Ryan Moore, Kevin Na, Bubba Watson, Justin Thomas, Daniel Berger. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Now, I think the drama surrounding the Ryder Cup coming up and this pick is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
I hope it doesn't leak before that, you know, because you have to assume he's going to tell the person and probably tell the other people who won't be picked. If he chooses one over another, he's going to call them all. There might be four or five calls.
Well, he didn't. Remember? No, I don't think he will. Because when he said in his press conference, when he made the three pick, when he picked Kucher and those guys.
The top first three guys, yeah.
First three guys, he said he did not call anyone except the guys that were picked. He didn't call the people who weren't picked. They found out during that press conference. At least that I kind of recall that. I was in the car trying to listen to it.
Well,
drive.
I hope that's the case because I just don't want people tweeting, and we all know it before halftime comes. You know, when he makes the announcement, the drama will be pretty cool if nobody knows except for the one person until the announcement's made on Monday Night Football. So and who would have thought? I mean, Ryder Cup is that big. I mean, it's the networks even appreciate it, even if they're not televising golf. If you're doing something during an NFL game and they kind of give you the permission to use their airtime, it's got to be a big deal. So that just shows you how big a deal the Ryder Cup really is. That if you go back 20, 25 years, they probably made the announcement at Mickey's Bar in South Side of Chicago or something. And I'm like, whatever. Does it matter? No. And now it's like at the grand stage of Monday Night Football. It's really elevated.
And he woke up the next morning and said, who did I pick?
Yeah, what? What happened there? Did I say something? Yeah. So it's going to be pretty cool. So we'll see.
Hey, big news also in the business of golf with the Golfsmith announcement. I have to shout out to our good friends at Seymour Putter Company because that was one of their largest customers, and that was unsecured debt.
Yeah.
Jim Grunberg, a great friend of mine personally and ours for the show. A great guy took it on the chops. Seymour is a boutique company. It's a small company. They make great products. And all I can say is to our listenership, you know, go buy a Seymour putter. You can go online to Seymour putter and get product from them. It's great products. I mean, come on.
Me and Zach Johnson use it. What else do you need to know?
Yeah.
And Russell Knox uses it. And Frank Bassett uses it. And Bobby Raymond still hasn't gotten his. Hey, Bobby, I'll get you your putter. Jim will be at East Lake. I'll bring it back with me for you. So, promise.
Really?
Bobby's our producer, by the way. He's the only one in the group who doesn't have a Seymour putter and probably deserves one. And he's the better golfer of all of us. He's the best golfer in the group.
So, yeah,
he gets torn up about that.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, it's going to be a great week, though, Tim. I wish you were going to be at East Lake. I think in the last minute you ought to hop a flight and get on over.
Yeah, I might do that. I might go to Greyhound, see what kind of discount I can get on a ticket, and that way.
We'll send the Golf Talk America the G5, which is the Greyhound five-seater.
Yeah, send me a train ticket on Amway. I'll be there in a heartbeat.
Amway?
Let's take Amway. What am I thinking of?
Hello.
Who's the train? Not Amway's
Amtrak.
Amtrak, my bad. Amtrak, yeah.
Amway.
I'll be eating Amway food while I'm here. Hey, let's take a quick break because I need it. My brain is obviously fried. And Mike Zeisman is going to be joining us with GolfGenius.com, talk about golf tournament management and their new deal that they have with USGA. So Mike Zeisman will join us when we come back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Stay with us. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you on this morning. Again, coming up in a little bit, we're going to be joined by our good friend Jim Nugent with Global Golf Post to talk about a lot of things that are happening in the world of golf. Also, let you know how you can subscribe for free to Global Golf Post. It's a great online golf magazine that you get in your email. And you get it every Monday morning. And they've got great stories on golf product and new technology and players and courses and you name it, they have it. So we'll talk to Jim coming up in just a little bit. But right now, I'd like to introduce our first guest. Mike Zisman is the president of GolfGenius.com, which is a golf tournament management company. Golf Genius software helps people like you and me and other people put on tournaments to streamline the method of putting on a tournament. But they also have just recently entered into an agreement with the USGA for similar business activities that they're going to be doing with golf tournament management and software implied therein. And Mike, thanks so much for being with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit, first of all, about Golf Genius and how it got started. It sounds like you're a computer whiz, you're a mathematical genius, and you love golf, so you thought you'd put the two things together. I could be wrong, but no,
that's pretty close. I couldn't say it much better myself. My background is in enterprise software. I've been at it since 1970, so I'm not a young man exactly. But I'm a very passionate golfer, which is not to be confused with being a very good golfer. And you're absolutely right. Back in 2009, I was always the guy putting the annual golf trip together. You know, five guys going off to play, 16 guys going off to play five rounds of golf and, you know, figuring out who plays with whom each round so that everyone's playing with everybody else and playing a Ryder Cup in rounds 3, 4, and 5. And, you know, John and Tom always play together in round one. And I had a background in scheduling wrote a system for scheduling players in golf outings, which is actually now available for free on golfgenius.com. And that led to, well, that's nice, but that doesn't really solve someone's problem. You need tournaments, you need group accounting and stuff like that. So we provide all that in our golf trip product, which is more of a consumer product. You know, people find us and do it. And that led to software for golf leagues, which instead of being 16 golfers playing five rounds of golf, you know, it's 60 golfers playing 25 rounds of golf. So even more complex scheduling problem. And that led to very comprehensive tournament software for, private clubs, public courses, and resorts, which is a large part of our business and was the basis of entering into a relationship with the USGA. That's kind of the crib notes of what we did and how we got here.
And you now have an agreement with an arrangement with the USGA, which is going to mean what? So people are going to automatically think, oh, is that going to entail USGA? It's certainly big time events and US Open and major event. Are you guys going to be involved at that level, or is it going to be a partnership with the USGA for them to do more grassroots in the communities that they're in and different tournaments, or a combination of both of those things?
Yeah.
Big tournaments,
great question.
Smaller tournaments?
Yeah, great question. So it really starts with the USGA for a long, long time. I mean, probably 25 years has had a program called their own software development called TPP, Tournament Pairing Program, that's provided to all private clubs, public courses, resorts that use the GIN handicapping service. So I happen to be a member of Marion Golf Club here in Philadelphia. Marion, pays handicapping fees to the Golf Association of Philadelphia, and as part of that relationship, Marion gets the use of TPP. And that's a fairly old desktop program, and the USGA, like many people, I mean, the USGA really, to their credit, built that when there was nothing else out there in the early 80s. So they had to build it, and then an industry formed around it, and there's a number of companies who provide tournament processing software, and they decided to, outsource it. Why, as I like to say, they don't make putters and they don't make drivers. Why are they making software for tournaments? So they decided to outsource that, and we were fortunate to work with them. So initially, to your question, our software will be available to every club, a basic version of our software, but a highly functional version will be available to all clubs that use GIN handicapping service, which is many, many thousands of clubs. We are also, you know, working directly with the state and regional golf associations to support the kinds of tournaments they do, which is kind of the open qualifiers, the mid-am qualifiers, the tournaments they do. And, you know, at some point, perhaps we would work on the major events like the Open and stuff like that, but that's a ways off. So initially, the focus is on replacing TPP that goes out to, you know, thousands of what are called gin clubs, people, you know, clubs and courses that use the USGA handicapping service.
We're talking with Mike Zisman, who's with Golf Genius and Golf Management and Golf Tournament Management, and the agreement you have with the USGA. Also, you talk about different levels as well. Am I right on this, that you can have the tournament management as well as a premium level? What's the difference between those?
Yeah. So think about it this way. There's three stages in which people can use tournament management software. Traditionally, for a very, very long time, it was really about helping someone organizing a tournament create the pairings. That's why that original program was called the Tournament Pairing Program, and produce all the printed materials. So if you go into a pro shop when they're running a large tournament, there's obviously scorecards and cart signs and bag labels and locker labels and, you know, alpha lists and tee sheets, you know, and team reports. There's all sorts of reports that a pro shop needs to run these tournaments. We call those printed materials. And for many, many people, it stops there. You know, I wanted to set it up. I created all the pairings. I produced the printed materials. So it's really about less work in the pro shop. The next stage in which people use a product like this, whether it's ours or someone else, is for actual tournament scoring. So you can be ability to create, in our case, lots of different tournaments. You know, it's an outing, and we're going to play best two balls of foursome, but we're also going to play low gross and low net and skins. You know, or it's a member guest where we're going to play one round of alt shot, one round of both balls, one round of best ball. So very complex tournaments. And although they don't use it for live scoring, they will, you know, set up the tournaments, enter the scores as people come off the course, and the system does all the scoring, which is very, very important. The third stage is where you say, hey, wait a minute, let's enter the modern world here and let the players have live scoring, let the players enter their scores hole by hole as they're out on the course and be able to look at the leaderboard in, you know, in essentially real time. All right, so a lot of people think of us as live scoring guys, and we're pleased about that, but I always remind people, you know, there's a whole bunch of events by which you just want to print the materials, right? And then there's where you want to run score the tournament, and then there's live scoring. So to answer your question, you know, this base product that comes with Gin Handicapping produces all the printed materials, does all the tournament scoring, and very importantly, and something I believe in very strongly in terms of growing the game, is extensive support for golf leagues. I think in a public course, golf leagues are literally as close as a public golfer gets to the camaraderie of a private club. They grow the game, and for a course operator, frankly, they generate a lot of food and beverage, because most leagues are shotgun, and after that, you know, people are hanging out in the pro shop in the grill room. And by the way, if you have a large TV showing the leaderboard, they're going to hang out even more. So the base product does all the basic printing, all the scoring. What it doesn't do is live scoring, live TV leaderboards, you know, our registration and payment system. So it has some of the, you know, very advanced features that many private clubs and courses will want. But, you know, we think that a lot of courses will be, you know, very happy with the base product. And then, just to put it in perspective, besides that part of our business, let's call that business to business, right? Our customer is a private club, a public course, or a resort. You know, all the major resorts use our software. Now, there's the consumer side. I mean, we still have thousands of people who use us to organize buddy golf trips. And thousands of guys or gals, but mostly guys, who organize golf leagues, who are public golfers and use our software to manage, you know, that league that plays every week all summer.
It's a lot of stuff going on that you're right. Without the ability to use Golf Genius, it makes things very complicated. You guys certainly streamline it and make it a lot easier. We're talking with Mike Zisman with Golf Genius. Getting to what you're just saying about the buddies, is this used or can it be used, the software, anywhere in the world? If you and 10 of your friends are going to Ireland, Scotland, and play a little bit of golf, can they use it effectively?
Absolutely. In fact, that's a very common use. It's amazing how many trips we see to Scotland. And for that, it's great, because what happens is someone comes along and says, hey, I'm planning trips. So we're not the travel agency, right? We're not telling you where to go. We're not telling you what courses to play, or where to get accommodations. Assuming you've already done that, you know, and you got six. Yeah. Typically, I got 16 guys. You know, I'm the captain. I'm the guy who has to organize all this stuff. I now know where I'm going. I know what courses I'm playing. You can come to Golf Genius and say, I want to create a trip. Here's the 16 players. Here's the courses we're playing. And you may say something like, if you were playing five rounds of golf. So bear in mind, if you play five rounds of golf, you'll be with three people five times. There's 15 other golfers. You'd like to play with every other golfer once. And every other golfer would like to play with every other golfer once. We call that a perfect pairing. But you may say something like, I'm setting up a tournament. We're going to play a Ryder Cup in round 3, 4, and 5. So I have two teams of eight. And I want to play, you know, A, B, C, D in round 1. You click a button, and we'll produce the pairings for each of those 5 rounds. From that, they can print the scorecards before they go off. They're probably not going to print card signs and stuff like that, but they'll at least have all the scorecards properly dotted. When they get over there, they'll probably use us for live scoring. And so they're, you know, out on the course, everyone's seeing all the tournaments. We keep track of all the betting, right? So it's not unusual if you go on one of these trips, everyone says, okay, everyone's going to put, pick a number, $100 in the pot. That's $1,600. We're going to, you know, decide how that gets paid out over a bunch of different tournaments. One of the nice things about our product is you can play multiple tournaments. I mean, you can be playing a Ryder Cup and being, and you know, in the same round play, you know, four balls, you know, best ball of pair, as well as singles. And then the other thing we have, and it's amazing how many people love it, is our group accounting. Right, because someone has to keep track of all the common expenses. It's like, you know, Monday night we went to dinner. Mike paid for dinner, but John wasn't there. He shouldn't pay. You know, here's where all the car rentals were. You know, here's all of the expenses on the course. And honest to God, one time speaking in Scotland, I was on a golf trip to Scotland with 7 other people. And when it was all over, I got to Edinburgh Airport. There was about 40 minutes before the plane boarded. I just pulled out all the receipts, entered all the receipts into our group accounting system, pushed go, emailed it to everyone else, and everyone was laughing. By the time they got off their plane back in the States, they already had a complete expense accounting and, you know, knew who owed what to whom. You can even incorporate all the betting in that. So all the betting, you don't have to care. You don't have to go off to Scotland with, you know, a bunch of cash. It all gets rolled up into the expenses.
Wow, it's fascinating. It's amazing. It's shocking to me too that people are betting while they're playing golf. I had no idea, Mike, that was even.
I thought it would shock you. I thought it would shock you.
I had no idea.
Thought I'd get it out of the table. And you know, speaking of that, quite honestly, so obviously no one's surprised at that. But what does surprise me, quite honestly, is how many private clubs do parimutuel betting in their large member and guest events. So we have a whole parimutuel betting system, which is not part of our USGA product because the USGA doesn't really condone that. But you know, it's a lot of support for parimutuel betting in private club events.
It probably cuts down on a lot of fights, too, because it's all right there, and it's all mathematically done and correct, and it's nobody's going to argue about,
you know,
hey, you owe $20,
funny.
You don't know, now, hey.
Well, it's funny you say that, actually, where that really comes down is the pairings, right, when people argue about it. And without this, you get into the situation, you know, Mike, you organized all this stuff, and I played with Jim 3 times. I never played with John, right?
Yeah.
So you have that problem, because the reality is on a golf trip, you know, if you're not into what I'll call the Hooters type of trip, like we play a round of golf and go to Hooters, if you're a serious golfer, you know, you're going to play probably 2 rounds of golf a day and have dinner and go to bed. So if you weren't in one of my foursomes and I'm not sitting next to you at dinner, you find yourself on Sunday morning, say, geez, how is everything? I never really talked to you, right? But what I love is someone says to me, you know, they'll often joke around, they'll say, you know, when people tell me, well, they don't like the pairings, I just look at them and say, well, the computer did it, right?
Exactly.
Don't blame me, the computer did it. But
don't
we can produce,
yeah.
People are astounded at the kinds of schedules we put together that has everyone playing with everyone else.
That's awesome. Great information. Mike, we appreciate it. Mike Zeisman's his name. Golf Genius is the software and the company. If you want to know more about it, simple enough, go to golfgenius.com and you can find out all the answers or most of the answers that you're looking for. If you're putting on a tournament and want to be involved or want to get this involved at your club, if you may not have Golf Genius there already. And again, for trips to anywhere that you and your buddies are going to go, small, large groups, it seems like it would be a perfect thing to accommodate everybody on those trips. Mike, thanks so much. It's really fascinating, and we'll talk to you some more down the road, okay?
Thank you. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Okay, sure.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Again, Mike Zeisman with Golf Genius. Very cool stuff. And I seriously think it can avoid a lot of problems because, you know, all that math gets a little bit confusing, and somebody thinks they owe somebody else owe $50, and it can get ugly. So now it's all computerized, makes it easy. All right, let's take a quick break here on Golf Talk America, and we'll come back, talk with Jim Nugent with the Global Golf Post. You're listening to Golf Talk America right here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, along with Frank Bassett in Nashville Studios. And joining us now is one of our good friends, a regular contributor, if you will, Jim Nugent. He is the founder and publisher of Global Golf Post, a great online golf magazine that will tell you a little bit later on how you can get your free subscription. But I highly recommend that you do so. Jim, how are you doing this morning? Everything good?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me on. It's Tour Championship Week, right?
It's Tour Championship Week, and we're just talking about that during the break. You're going to have a couple of your writers that will be there, as they are at every major thing that's happening in the world of golf. So let's just talk about that. It seems like it always comes out of the top four or five guys that are there. And, of course, the top five control their destiny if they win. If you're in the top five going into the tournament and you win the whole bag of tricks and a big pot of money and everything else, like Jordan Spieth last year. So, Jim, I'm curious. It seems like it's certainly geared towards the top guys. The top five all control their own destiny if they win. Is it realistic that we'd ever see somebody who's way back in the pack or middle of the pack, 15th or 18th, actually win the Tour Championship?
No, I don't think so. I think the way that the formula is written at the moment, it favors a very small number of guys, top five in this case, who have that chance. And I think that's just part of the FedEx Cup philosophy, is, you know, part of the whole playoff philosophy is to keep narrowing it down so that there's only a handful of guys, but nonetheless a handful of storylines for this tournament. And I think that's how the Tour likes it. I suppose that's how FedEx likes it. I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Dustin Johnson has been having a phenomenal year. Right now, if the vote were to take place, would he be the player of the year? It's been a little bit tighter than other, obviously, years, like last year when Spieth was so dominant. But do you think Dustin has had the best year of everybody?
I do. You know, it's reminiscent of last year. Player of the year was kind of, last year it came down to two. It was Jordan Spieth and it was Jason Day who got real hot at the end. I think you're seeing a replay of Jason Day. So since June, Dustin Johnson's been the best player in the most important tournaments. I think he's pretty well got a lock on player of the year, and especially if he wins or does real well this week.
At the same time, the guy we've mentioned here a little bit, Jordan Spieth, has had kind of an up and down year. He's won twice on the Tour, which normally would seem like a pretty good year for anybody. It may be impossible almost for him to replicate what happened to him last year. But how do you evaluate Spieth's game, at least right now, going into the Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup culmination, as well as right around the corner, the Ryder Cup?
Well, unfortunately for young Jordan, the bar has been set so terribly high by him. And every year is going to be compared to 2015, two majors, the money title, FedEx Cup. And I just don't think it's realistic to expect that that'll ever happen again. He's a great player. He may win more majors, but the likelihood of winning two in a year, almost three, really, I just don't see it. And I think that Jordan himself is wrestling with those awfully high expectations. I think he's frustrated. I think he's a little bit tired as well. And so I think he'll have to regroup after this year and in his mind at least lower his expectations to something that's a bit more reasonable.
So right around the corner after the Tour Championship takes place, we've got the Ryder Cup. Hazeltine, you'll be there. We'll be there as well. with Golf Talk America. The golf world's eyes will be on Hazeltine. Give me an overall evaluation of Hazeltine. It seems like every year, every 2 years, when we go into the Ryder Cup, on paper, everybody likes to say, the U.S. looks very good. And certainly, they normally have the higher-ranked players or more of the higher-ranked players. And yet, it's been a dismal last six, seven Ryder Cups for the United States. How do you evaluate this year's team against the Europeans?
Well, I don't think anything's really changed. You know, it's often said that the Ryder Cup is life and death for the American team, but for the European team, it's much more important than that. And I don't think anything's really changed in that regard. It just means more to those guys. Our guys are going to be coming in a little bit tired from the last 6 weeks, especially the Tour Championship and all that goes with that. The golf course at the margin favors the U.S. team. But we thought that about Medina a couple of years ago as well. So I think the U.S. team has the win to silence the critics. And if they don't, it's just going to, you know, the drumbeat's going to continue. I guess we'll form another task force or something like that.
Probably. We're talking with Jim Nugent, who's the publisher of Global Golf Post. From the team standpoint, Davis Love picked three guys already, Cooch, JB, and Ricky. He's got one more pick to make, which he'll do on Monday Night Football, a week from tonight. So a lot of drama building up to that fourth and final pick that he's going to have. There's a few names that are being thrown out there. Certainly the one that was missing in the first three names with Bubba Watson, that a lot of people, as far as his game is concerned, considered to be one of the top four or top three that would get picked by Davis Love. Didn't get picked in the top three. Is it all about personality? Everybody wants to attribute it to that, saying, well, Bubba's certainly got the game, but everybody doesn't necessarily like to play with Bubba, and therefore it's held against him. A, do you think that's fair, that it's about the personality? And B, do you think that's really what the factor is? Is it because he doesn't play well with others?
I think both of those are true, and I don't fault Davis Love for making that call. It's a tough call. It's a brave call because he's, you know, ninth in points, and he's obviously a very well-known player. But, you know, the Ryder Cup, so much of it is about chemistry. It's about the pairings on the first 2 days, getting guys that are compatible with each other that can play together in formats that we're not particularly comfortable with as well. And so I think that, you know, if it was just talent, Bubba would have been named on that team because of what he's done in the points race. But obviously Davis is looking at a bigger picture, and I applaud him for taking that stance.
And do you think the message gets through to Bubba? I mean, does he take this, as we all are, saying, wow, it's really a comment on my personality? It's not about my golf game. It's about who I am and the way I act. And is he going to take that to heart and in your opinion, and in any way make changes or try to say, well, I want to make the team being on the top, in the top eight, therefore there's no choice to be made. But if it's not, and there's a situation like this in a couple of years, he certainly thinks he could make another three or four Ryder Cups. Do you think he's going to take that to heart and make some changes personality-wise?
I don't know that you can take a dog his age and change its spots. He is who he is. He's been the way he is for a very long time. Winning a couple of green jackets didn't cause him to behave a whole lot differently. And quite honestly, I think that Bubba Watson is very comfortable in his own skin. I don't think he's, you know, too bent out of shape about this whole thing. If it meant a lot to him, if it meant more to him, then he would have behaved differently starting several years ago. So I don't think it's a big deal to him, and I don't expect him to change.
It's going to be interesting. We'll see. Again, the final pick for Davis Love will be on Monday Night Football a week from tonight. Speaking of Davis Love, are you happy with him coming back as captain? Things did not go so well the last time he was a captain 4 years ago. Do you like that choice?
I do and I don't. I'm happy for Davis that he gets another crack at it. You don't want, you know, to only get one shot at it and lose and not be able to come back. But, you know, it begs the question, then what was the task force all about? If we got the same captain and many of the same players and a very similar process, it strikes me that the whole task force effort was much ado about nothing. I think there's a better formula in place going forward with the assistant captain's situation, so that's probably a good outcome of the task force, but I'm also not sure that we needed a so-called task force to figure that out. The Europeans have been doing it for the last two decades and beating our brains in along the way.
You get that right. Hey, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the women's side at the Evian Championship. South Korean In Ji Chun shoots a final round of 69. It goes with her first round of 63. It all compiles into a total of 21 under, which is the best score in a major for the men or women ever. And she's just 22 years old. So like everybody in golf, I guess you got to be under 25 if you're going to be any good at all. But a phenomenal tournament by Chun, wasn't it?
Really was outstanding, you know, in a major, and it's her second one. And it serves to reinforce the narrative that the Korean women's game is the best in the world. Unrelated to this, there was an amateur tournament played in Mexico, an important amateur tournament called the Women's Amateur Team Championship. South Korea won, going away for their fourth title. And so it isn't just the young lady that won this week or any of the other ones on tour currently. There's a bunch of them coming up behind, and the Korean domination looks like it's going to continue without end at this moment in women's global golf.
She won the women's U.S., actually only the second player in first two LPGA wins come in majors, so she's off to a great start, and you're right about South Koreans. The domination just seems to continue. The wave of great players just continues as well. Hey, Jim, for people that aren't familiar with Global Golf Post, how could they get a subscription to your fine online publication?
Thank you for your kind words. You can get a free subscription to Global Golf Post at globalgolfpost.com. We're published every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. We're a news-based publication. We'll tell you everything that happened in the global game the week before. I think your listeners would love it. globalgolfpost.com.
There you go. GlobalGolfPost.com. I suggest everybody gets it. There's no reason not to. Jim, thanks so much for all your time and your insight as well. We'll be talking to you again probably from Ryder Cup coming up in a couple of weeks, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. Thanks as always. Hey, Frank, before we say goodbye, I was curious. We didn't mention it, but the Champions Tour had the Nature Valley First Tee Open at one of my favorite golf courses, Pebble Beach, and Paul Broadhurst. Somehow, don't ask me how, beat Bernard Langer. I mean, nobody beats Bernard Langer.
Nobody beats BL.
And yet he did. And he did by just one shot. Finished 11-under to 10-under for Langer and Kevin Sutherland, and picks up the nice check for $300,000, a nice little retirement fund for those guys on the Champions Tour. So congratulations to him. But it's a great little turn, especially at Pebble Beach.
It is. It's a great tournament for the kids, and the PGA Tour Champions is. I love that tour. I love going to those events. If our listeners have not been to a PGA Tour Champions event, they need to go because you get up close. I mean, you can walk along with them half the time. I mean, they don't care. They're out there having a lot of fun. It's a lot of money, but it's still a lot of fun. And by the way, I've been remiss in today's show by not saying that our trip to East Lake and the Tour Championship, as well as our trip to the Ryder Cup next week, are both hosted by and supported by Azalea House. Marcus, Billy, and Chris down at Azalea House. If you haven't gotten your plans together for whatever event it may be, Masters is the big one. They have a great spot there at the Masters. Apricot and Azalea, they own four corners there, and that's where the party and the events will be, and tickets
and we'll
to
be
all,
there.
All the big
you
events.
Get to meet
we'll,
us.
Yeah, we'll be there. It's going to be great. So then thanks to Marcus, Billy, and Chris for hosting us this week. I'm looking forward to seeing. Marcus won't be there this week, but Billy and Chris will be there supporting Golf Talk America and grabbing guests and doing a lot of the grunt work. They just chip right in and do all the tough work while you and I are having fun on the air and Bobby's back in the studio working. So it's a lot of fun. Can't wait. Yep. This is going to be a great week. Who's going to win it?
You know, it's so hard to go against Dustin. But you know what? He does kind of go up and down. I think he's on a down wave, meaning he'll only finish probably in third or fourth place. You know, I really do like there's a couple of guys that I think, first of all, Rory has been playing much better the last four or five tournaments he's played in. Paul Casey has jumped into the top five spots, the number five spot, so he's been out of his mind as well. I'm actually going to go with Adam Scott. It's not a long shot. No. He's number three going in, but not a name that everybody's picking out. He's kind of like quietly moved himself up to number three in the FedEx Cup points, but I like Adam Scott. Who do you like?
That's the favorite of everybody's wives.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an athlete. He's good looking. He's poised. Yeah. He's
very nice.
So jealous. Nice. Yeah. Super nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I you know what? Okay, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Jordan Spieth.
Really?
You know what?
He's number seven, but he's got a shot. Yeah.
He's got a shot. And he remember the Masters, which we don't want to. He had a chance to make history there. He'll have a chance to make history here if he wins the FedEx Cup. So
back to back. And by the way, for him to win, he has to win the Tour Championship. For him to win the FedEx Cup Championship, win the Tour Championship on Sunday. And then number one, Dustin Johnson has to finish at least in a three-way tie for second or worse. And number two has to finish in a tie for second or worse. That would be Patrick Reed. So it's feasible. I mean, he has to win, but those guys just have to finish second or worse, which certainly could happen. So even though he is at number seven outside that automatic top five spot, those things should certainly happen because obviously if he wins, then Dustin Johnson would finish second or worse. So yeah, it could happen.
It could happen.
Patrick Reed's been playing well. We'll see. It's going to be, I think, a lot of drama. It'd be nice to see an American win and be riding a high wave going into the Ryder Cup versus an Adam Scott or a Rory or Paul Casey. Think if Rory wins, how he'll be going into Ryder Cup.
That could be ugly.
That could be tough.
That's going to be tough. I pick Spieth because I'm sitting here looking at my 2015 Masters flag that he signed for me. So there
you go.
I love it. Azalea House, thank you.
I can't thank those guys enough
for what they're doing. And thanks to Seymour Putter Company for sticking with Golf Talk America. When we started, they were our first sponsor. And
so go buy Seymour Putter Company.
Go buy Seymour Putter. Go online and check out where you need to go buy Seymour Putter. Call them. Call them in Franklin, Tennessee. Call Seymour Putter Company. You can talk to Jim. You can talk to any of those guys, and they'll get you set up. They've got a great studio if you're in Nashville, Tennessee for some country music or football. Call them and say, I want to come down and check your facility out, and they'll be happy to host you. So our buddies at Seymour Putter Company, we love you.
There we go. And we'll be joined, Frank will be at East Lake all week, so be sure to join us right here on Golf Talk America all week as we come to you from the Tour Championship. We're done for today. For Jim Nugent, thanks so much for calling us. Mike Zisman, also with Golf Genius. Remember to go to golfgenius.com when you're setting up your next tournament. So for Frank Bassett, Bobby Raymond, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you again next time right here on Golf Talk America.